Our cattle markets react to news coming from the president. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That was the case yesterday. The president made some announcements when it comes to trade, and our cattle markets reacted, at times limit down. Matt Swenson with Swenson Investments and Commodities, based out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Sure. Sure. Once his policies are in place, all prices of everything will go down. The context of it is the reality of what he says affects these markets. There's also a reality we live in and having to buy feeders and feed them out and finish them. And, you know, also the price movement of how hard they've gone up in 2 months. You know, we had a $38 rally in July, a $32 rally in August. Mm-hmm. This market is still $20 above August lows. So that's how high these things have gotten. Futures that rally this hard break faster. The construct of it and what we apply to the break is, you know, always kind of the same thing. We're looking for a reason and a rhetoric to why they go down, but price is going up. Give it a reason to go down with how fast this cattle market has gone up.
Just a few months ago, we did change the limits for both the live cattle, feeder cattle, and it looks like, to be honest with you, we are testing them right now.
Yeah, we're limit down and still higher than we were a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. This has got a lot of room to move. It's volatile. It's a market, and it's unpredictable. But our cutout's still way up there. The slaughter is looking at killing 550,000 head, which has kind of been the norm. The light kill last week with your holidays. So we're seeing some profit taking, some rattling with these cattle, and we'll see how far it lasts.
Looking at the hog market, we are seeing some futures that are a little bit lower as well. Not as bad as the cattle market here today. But over on the cash side, anywhere 103, 104, maybe 105. Your thoughts, Matt, as you look at that hog market?
Yeah, a lot of room for the hog market to go in its discount to live cattle.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.